This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two people have been killed and three others injured in a knife attack on London Bridge. The AP's Ed Donahue reports the attacker was shot dead by police in what is being called a terrorist incident.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
And early Saturday, police identified the attacker as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had previously been convicted on terrorism-related charges but was released from prison last year. In the Netherlands, three young people were injured in a stabbing attack in the Hague Central Shopping District. National broadcaster NOS, citing unnamed sources, said that at the moment there was no indication of a terrorist motive. Police launching a manhunt to search for the suspect after the attack Friday evening. A police spokeswoman, Marasia Kuiper, says that they're searching for a man in a gray suit.
Around 7:45, we received a notion that there was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt, and we're looking for a suspect right now.
Police said that the victims are receiving treatment at a local hospital. They say the stabbing happened in an area near the city's historic center that was busy with holiday shoppers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.